This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Gem on FUBAR Radio.
Well done, America. The people of Iowa have spoken and Donald Trump has been thumped. His hopes of getting into the White House have slumped. And into the lead, Ted Cruz has jumped. No, that's enough of that now. Despite his bluster about how he'd win, the idiot property billionaire was beaten into second place by evangelical Senator Cruz overnight in America's first primary. That was despite tweeting a couple of times in the past that no one remembers who came in second. Well, we're all going to remember this, Donald. It's you. And the other big story coming out of Iowa, of course, before the US electoral bandwagon rolls into New Hampshire next Tuesday, is that the 74-year-old firebrand left-winger Bernie Sanders seems a bit like Jeremy Corbyn, in many ways, has come from nowhere to virtually tie with Hillary Clinton in what's been branded a victory against the establishment. But what does it all mean? Well, we'll see. My co-presenter, comedian Tiernan Dueb, and paper reviewer Simon Usborne from The Independent will, or probably won't, be able to unravel it in the next couple of hours. Hello, gents.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here. They'll also be turning their so-called expert eye to all the other stories that are making the papers, and some that haven't, between now and midday. Mr. Usborne from The Independent, how are you, my friend?
Thanks for joining. Very happy to be here.
How's life?
Life is very good. So-called expert, I think, is right. We'll soon discover. Is that time of year or time every 4 years where everyone races to find out what the hell is going on in the US election system?
It's confusing.
It's highly confusing. I imagine to Americans too, or I hope so.
Tiernan Dueb, you do a political podcast, which is called?
It's called The Partly Political Broadcast, where I ramble on. This is the thing, is I'm not an expert on anything, so I just sort of ramble on as best as I can as little understanding as I've got about everything.
But it's mostly British politics.
It's mostly British politics, yeah. I really don't have much of a clue about US politics.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, they've got a Congress and a Senate, and then what is this, a couscous? An Iowa couscous? I have no idea what's going on. It all sounds very confusing.
Simon Usborne, you're from The Independent. You know all about couscous.
I do know. One of my favourite foods. A vegetarian household to boot.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Not me, but my wife.
Oh, quinoa too? You like a bit of quinoa?
Yeah, I'm very, very keen, yeah.
Keen on quinoa. Yes, okay. Well, we'll be chatting a little bit about that afterwards. I mean, it's come a bit too late to make the paper, Simon. It's one of those annoying... That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a nightmare for a news desk, the US election, because things tend to go late, and it's interesting seeing how different papers have kind of either glossed over it or said, following last night's dramatic result.
Very selfish of them to do that. They should really put their election on so that UK papers can get all the scoops.
They should time it specifically.
Absolutely.
For us.
Well, I mean, The Sun, obviously, so it's gone in its own way about how Adele banned Trump from using her song
The Independent done that too. Yeah, Adele apparently unhappy that Trump, who is a fan, apparently muscled into one of Adele's concerts in New York recently.
Muscled in?
It's kind of jumped the queue. You can imagine how he might do that.
Yeah. Why didn't he just buy a ticket? I mean, he's a billionaire.
I know. He probably owns the venue.
It's not that hard to muscle into an Adele concert, is it? I mean, I bet the queue's not that muscly to begin with. They're probably not the scariest.
That's true. Although, you know, there's security. I think that's probably the point. But, you know, he could have just bought one off a tout. Why are you muscling in? Yeah. Don't be a prick, Trump. Like, buy a ticket like everybody else. Stop muscling in. But they've obviously gone for that, which is not perhaps... You've got to do what you can when the results are coming in at 4 or 5 in the morning.
Although I would strongly recommend that everyone consult their copy of The Independent, because it was all your... listeners will be readers. There's a very good explainer of this, with a timeline of how the whole system works. And actually, when you read it, it's not as mad as it sounds. But on the face of it,
well, I tell you what. Why don't you give us a quick rundown now?
A full rundown?
No. Okay. Well, it's effectively what it is. Do we? You know, this is the time when you vote for either. Well, you're either a Republican or a Democrat voter, and you vote for one of X choices. Them to be the nomination that's going to run against each other, and that's going to come later when the country votes on the whole thing.
Yeah, and it goes insane. This is the first time that anyone has actually put, you know, their tick on a box, or in this case, stood in a corner of a room in Iowa because they have a weird system there to say
what?
Who they want to be their candidate.
They can stand in a
corner. What system have they got?
Apparently, this is what, because you have caucuses and
peeing
primaries.
Onto a ballot, onto a ballot paper.
And in these caucuses in the states that have them, it's literally you go and stand in a gymnasium or a town hall or whatever, and you stand in one corner or the other for your preferred candidate, and then someone counts the people standing.
That's mental.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's almost like you're being punished for choosing whoever you like to go stand in the corner.
There's no hiding from that, is there? I mean, you know, that's the whole point with voting. It's meant to be like, you know, you could
do no anonymity.
Don't tell anybody. Difficult not to tell anyone when you're stood in a corner with a bunch of other supporters of said person.
And in the case of the Democrat, where it's a much tighter race between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, apparently in some of the cases it was too close to call, and so a dice was produced.
Wow.
Or not a dice, sorry, a coin was produced and tossed to decide who would, you know, nudge it in each of six different cases. In each of the six cases, Hillary Clinton won the coin toss.
A little luck have gone for a tiebreaker way. Poem or something.
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Looking back on the electoral race, do you remember that time when I became president on the back of spinning a coin? Yeah. I do remember that. See, it was a good day. I won six in a row, actually. I do remember that. So Hillary Clinton won six in a row. Is that correct?
In the cases where it was very close and there was a coin toss, she apparently won all six. And so there'll probably be conspiracy theories.
It's an establishment conspiracy. Maybe, an establishment conspiracy.
Although with a husband like hers, I suppose she's quite good at tossing. So.
Hey! It's FUBAR Radio, where we can say that sort of thing. but of course, Bernie Sanders, she didn't have a great night, apart from winning the coin toss, because Bernie Sanders came from way behind. He was nowhere, and he's done a grassroots campaign in many ways, like Jeremy Corbyn. And they pretty much tied on 50%.
He's cool level.
And she's going to have a tough fight now.
She is. And what a lot of people say about Iowa, because although it's a quirk of the system that they do it first, and it's a very small state and it's not a particularly diverse state by any stretch, people talk about it as momentum, and the people who have momentum on that vote tend to do well. So in this case, Sanders has the momentum. And also Marco Rubio, who almost caught up with Trump in second place on the Republican side, he's done much better than expected. And so attention is on those guys as much as, you know, the Trump and Clinton.
And Tiernan, you're not an expert on the US election. I mean, thank God we've got Simon here. That's all I'm saying.
Fully on reading on the tube this morning.
Well, look, it's more than us two have managed. So
it's good. I was just on Twitter. You've done very well.
Thank you very much for doing so, Simon. At least one of us did. Tiernan, in the regard that you're not an expert, you are more of an expert on the British system. Do you think that Sanders is similar to Corbyn in that he's that sort of anti-capitalist, anti-big business, anti-big banks, has come to take on the establishment in this? Is there parallels of Corbyn here?
Yeah,
what does it say about the world, I suppose?
Well, I think it's sadly not just Sanders. I think it's also Trump as well. It's that whole America looking for something else. You know, this kind of desperate need for a bit of a change in the system. And I think you're right. I think it's the same everywhere. We're sick of the politics.
And it's the same, I guess, that's seen Trump perform so well up until this point, obviously, but in the polls.
Yeah, that shows how desperate people are, doesn't it? Things are so bad. We need this bag of bluster with a face on it. You know, that's... It's depressing, isn't it?
That's a lovely turn of phrase. Have you ever used that before?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should do again.
I will.
That was excellent. Also coming up on the show, we're going to be looking at all sorts of stuff, but we're going to be looking ahead at the Six Nations Rugby Tournament, which starts this weekend. Hopefully we'll have Wales rugby legend Yestyn Harris on the phone. As I say, loads and loads of other staff, phoners, all that sort of thing. But I've got a question for you. I want you to get in touch. You might have seen, it's certainly on the front page of the Mirror, which we'll come into in a bit. British former heavyweight champion Frank Bruno wants to return to the ring at the age of 54. That's remarkable. Bruno, who has not fought since being knocked out by Mike Tyson in 1996, that's 20 years, has been suffering bipolar disorder in recent years and said, "I can't sit down and let these so-called promoters say Anthony Joshua can knock me out in two rounds when I'm not even dead." Asked if it was a good idea, Bruno replied, "I haven't got a choice." Meanwhile, Susan Sarandon got slated at the Screen Actors Guild for wearing a top that showed a lot of cleavage. Despite being 69, I thought she looked smashing, but there you go. She got a lot of grief on Twitter for that. But I want to hear from you about what you've done lately where you thought, nah, you know what, I'm way too old to be doing this. what I've done, I have recently bought some decks and I've started to mix happy hardcore. So age 33, that's what I've done that I'm probably too old to be doing, but I'm enjoying it all the same. Get in touch with yours, tom@foobarradio.com, tweet us at foobarradio, call us on 0330 223 0200, that number again, 0330 223 0200. Chaps, I'll be coming to you with your thoughts. Get your thinking caps on. What are you doing?
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to foobarradio.com.